It's that time of year again, when publishers are out to dazzle us with beautiful picture books for the younger children in our lives. But then, no matter how old we become, we still hope to be amazed and delighted whenever we open the covers of any picture book for the first time. Take Eric Carle, for example. His colorful collage style and his clever, innovative takes on basic preschool concepts have made him a popular creator of picture books for decades. Witness how The Very Hungry Caterpillar has slowly but surely munched its way onto the all-time classics list. This year, in Dream Snow, Carle tells the simple story of a farmer who falls asleep and dreams of the first snowfall of the year, covering himself and the five animals in his barn. Among other things, this is a counting book, but it's also a hide-and-seek book. And to add even more to this interactivity, Carle ends the book with a picture and the sound of the celebration that the farmer holds for the animals. I wish all dreams could end like this. In Willie's Pictures, Anthony Brown, winner of the Hans Christian Andersen Medal, leads us once again across some funny and intriguing boundaries of the imagination. Willie, a very sophisticated young gorilla, loves to paint pictures, and in this album of his work, he is drawing his ideas from some of our most famous painters, Da Vinci and Millet, Vermeer and Van Gogh, with a little Munch, Hopper, and Frida Kahlo thrown in for good measure. But Willie has added a new species of subject to their well-known paintings, and has thus playfully turned them inside out. Instead of Botticelli's Venus, a bashful gorilla now appears on the shell, rising from the sea. It's an exhibition that has real panache. In Every Tiny Grain of Sand, a child's book of prayers and praise, Reeve Lindberg collects a group of quiet, though powerful reflections from many of the world's religious and spiritual traditions, from the Teton Sioux to Muslim meditations. This is a truly ecumenical volume that respectfully opens doors to other cultures and invites them in, like fresh breezes, as welcoming and gentle-hearted as the children who are at play in the book's illustrations. Like the Baha'i instructions for how to live one's life, do harm to nobody, pray for all, try to make your light shine in the world, and let your banner fly high in the heavens.